Alternative energy projects dot the landscape of rural Alaska, each marking a hope of a cheaper, cleaner solution to burning diesel. Hydropower in New Halen and Chignik Lagoon has proven successful. Wind turbines in Kakanuk and geothermal in Naknek have not. Ikiyagig is exploring river power, and Naknek is now turning to the sun. Capstone Solutions developed and installed what they believe is the largest solar array in Alaska, which sits in the tundra near Peterson Point. Capstone Director of Solar Development David Nickel says it was a rough road to completion.
I proposed a much larger system for the utility. I was initially turned down. The school asked if we were interested in installing that same project on the school, and we were. And then at that point, we installed it, thinking we had a path to permitting. And it turns out we didn't. And that was our mistake. That was Capstone's mistake. So then we decided to try to clear that by just offering to sell the installation to the utility, which they bought.
When Capstone ran into permitting issues with the school, they sold the array to the Naknek Electric Association.
We decided we wanted to keep this thing up there anyways and keep it installed because it would still fulfill our original purpose. And so we offered to sell it just to recoup our costs, not necessarily to make a profit. The original purpose was just to prove that it could be done in Alaska for a reasonable amount of money.
The solar array has been operating for about 2 months now, and Nickel says that it's performing better than expected.
So in 45 days, it produced about two months and 4 days of the power. And quite a bit of that was in October, which is, from our standpoint, really good. If it's doing that well in the winter, it'll do really well in the summer.
This is the first place Capstone has built a solar array in rural Alaska. Nickel sees several reasons for developing renewable energy in the region. One is offsetting the use of diesel fuel.
But the other big reason is my family homesteaded actually pretty close to Kakanuk, Alaska. And, you know, working up in the fisheries in Alaska, I've been fishing in Alaska for 22 years now, I see the impact of high cost of power and heat on the villages. You know, it's too expensive to live there, or it's really expensive to live there. And so, you know, some young people leave and they don't come back and, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that the way of life that the villages have is important. And I want to make it so that they can, so people can afford to live there in, you know, relative comfort. And so I think that renewable energy is kind of a critical component of that.
He says the array in Naknek isn't big enough to make a large dent in the cost of energy for residents, but it will demonstrate that solar power is a viable option in other villages. Nancy Morris-Lyon is the president of the board of the Naknek Electric Association. She says that installing the solar array is a good move, both environmentally and economically.
A lot of it has to do with a conscious effort to reduce the carbon footprint that one's leaving behind. And the other portion of it is see if we can't find ways to ease the burden of the high cost of electrical power out in British Alaska. I think it's beneficial for Naknek Electric to be doing, and I thought it was beneficial for myself to do as a lodge owner as well.
Morris-Lyon has some previous experience with solar energy. She has a solar array installed at her lodge, and she says that it's helped her power bill for the past couple of years. And she anticipates Naknek Electric Association members will also save some money.
Our members are going to end up saving money for the electricity that has been produced by the solar panels. It goes straight into our grid, and it's distributed to our members.
If Naknek proves successful, Capstone wants to expand their solar power projects. They're in talks with three other Alaska villages, and they hope to begin construction in the spring. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.